Dogs, Cats, and Love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today's absolute philosopher. Dogs, Cats, and Love. Now, how about that? Dogs, Cats, and Love. We all know dogs, we all know cats, and we all know love. And we think that we have a pretty good touch on love when we can see our pets. We have a pretty good touch on love when we can see our cats and how they work with us and how they play with us and how they excite us and do all sorts of interesting things. We think that's just wonderful. But is it really? Is it really wonderful? What wonderful things do we really consider? What wonderful things do we really think about when we think of a cat? Well, a cat is considered to have a personality, and in truth, they do. A cat is the instinct of a cat, and a cat is like a lion and a tiger and these type of animals, too. They have that instinct that flows through them. Are they capable of love? Oh, my, yes, they are. Now, when animals, which are meat-eating animals, and they love to eat meat, when you train these animals to be vegetarians, when you train these animals to eat vegetable-type foods, and no meat at all, no bones, no meat sauces, nothing like that, that animal will not have the taste or desire for meat. Now, should it ever taste meat, it might develop a desire very quickly, but it does not have a desire for meat. And it eats very comfortably, it fills its body very nicely, and it's a very loving animal, and it is not a meat eater. Now, I give that illustration from the point of view that if a cat is a wild cat and very vicious and very dangerous from the point of view of playing with him, should you have that cat from infancy on and train it to be a loving cat, will it be a loving cat? Oh, yes. Will it have the possibility of being wild? Oh, yes. It'll have the possibility of being wild, just like it'll have the possibility of eating meat if it is a meat-eating creature and it is not given meat to eat. But you see, here is where we come into a very interesting attitude. And the absolute philosopher likes to play with interesting attitudes. We say that a cat that is wild by nature, not one that by generations it has been house-trained and house-loved and become a pet type of cat, but a cat that is directly out of the wild and is taken from its mother at a very early age, and is raised in a in a human type of environment where it is loved and gentled, can that cat fall back into being an unhappy cat? Can it fall back into being a wild cat? Can an animal or creature that is capable of eating meat fall back into eating meat? Well, the answer is yes, and the answer is no. If we think that, then that can be the case. If we think that that animal can revert to its wild stage, if we think that animal can revert to being which it was, then it can do that. However, if we believe that that animal is absolutely loving, if we believe that animal is absolutely without fault, if we believe that animal is absolutely a loving, gentle, kind, beautiful being, then so it is. Now, there are many people who say, well, that's not true. That's not true. Here are cases where the animal had reverted. Yes. But in all the cases where an animal reverts, you can find that the attitude of the caretaker of that animal reverted too. Mothers who raise their puppies and their kittens and so forth with perfect love, and our domesticated type of creatures, animals, cats, dogs, and whomever, these animals remain domesticated. They remain the attitude that they were brought up with. Now, some trainers can take a perfectly wonderful, gentle dog and train that dog to meanness, because that dog builds up within it new habits based upon new understanding. And when the trainer teaches the dog that it should lunge at a glove that is coming at it, it lunges at that glove. It's playing a game. It's not really being angry or vicious. And then the trainer says, "Nah, stop," and the animal stops. Well, it's a game. The animal has not reverted to its vicious, original animal nature. It is playing the game that the trainer wants it to play. And the trainer has mentally worked with that animal. Now, you and I, we can work with our dogs and cats, and we can give them so much love that they are just pure love. Now, they'll bite your hand sometimes because they're doing something different. Oftentimes I will give a tidbit to my dog, and he'll get so eager in taking the tidbit, he'll nip my fingertip. And I'll say, "Hey, cool it, a little slower there. Now sit down, relax," and I have to be the master. Now, they did not do that out of vicious going back to their wild nature. They are pure love because that's all they have been trained. And they were playing a game. They were eating this tidbit, and they were thinking that tidbit was just wonderful. And it is. Now, what is it that is important for you and for me? When we think about dogs and cats and love, we think about humans and love. We think about the world and unconditional love. We think about all of these things and how these things are trained instincts. They're trained programs within us. And as dogs and cats can appear to revert back to the wild nature that they might have had at some time, what about you? are we coming down by the generations from the wild prehistoric man, the Paleolithic man who goes back to Neanderthal and so forth, and wild and vicious, you might say? Well, what was wild and vicious? They were merely out getting food and taking care of their family as best way they knew how. And when they became in a more domesticated, isn't that an interesting word? When they became in a more domesticated way, as they are today, then they no longer are that way. But some people still like to act that way, even today, in their attitudes toward one another. They like to fight. They like to have wars. They like to have things. Well, now, that's not natural. That's not natural. The naturalness within dogs and cats and humans is love. The naturalness in all of us is love. It is a getting together and sharing together of our finest and our highest and our best qualities. And as we get together and share together our finest and our highest and our best qualities, wow, what magic takes place in our life. What wonderment takes place in our life. What goodness takes place in our life. How great it is. And you know, it's just that way. It's just that way. Yes, dogs and cats and love and humans, we are all love beings. That's what we are created as. We are born under and out of our divine self, which is our divine self being God, God of love, unconditional love. Master Jesus taught us in the teachings that he so wonderfully brought forth, God is a God of love. Now, if God is a God of love, all of God's creation is love. All of us are love. All on the world are love. Let's understand this, believe this, follow this, live this, know this. And as we know this, live this, follow this, and believe this, we will see that whatever our expectation is, that's what our life is. Think on these things and enjoy them along with me, along with the Absolute Philosopher. Dogs, cats, and love. Think about it. It's an idea that I'm sure you've passed through your mind before, but why not pass through it now? think on these things and know that it's a wonderful thing indeed. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.